If you're just joining us, this is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. And you might recognize this happy-go-lucky tune. It was used by Apple to introduce the world to the iPhone way back when. It's a piece by cellist Eric Friedlander. So much of Eric's music has this exuberant, almost dance-like feel. It may be no surprise that he married a dancer. Lynn Shapiro was also a choreographer and a poet. She died of breast cancer in 2011, after a battle that lasted 10 years. Her memory inspired Eric Friedlander's latest album. It's called Claws and Wings. Eric's relationship with Lynn began as a musical collaboration.
I was playing cello for a dance company, and she was dancing, and I saw her across the room, and then we were in the same piece, and then, dancer, musician, it's a natural. And we met and dated for about 5 years and then got married in 89.
You know, I've been surprised by how many brilliant musicians I've met who actually can't dance. Are you a good dancer?
No, I'm not a good dancer. In fact, we were trying to collaborate once on a piece where I would kind of half perform or perform a little bit, and it was pretty sad.
I imagine that as a musician and composer, your art is something that's been sort of therapeutic to you. And I know in the past you've done music which has been sort of been based, inspired by your childhood, so you've used it as a way to kind of reflect on yourself. Was it something that through this process and through Lynn passing away, did you turn to it frequently?
During the years, difficult years, I did take refuge in working, and it was a place where I could make the rules, where I could control what I could control. And it should be said that I went out and injured myself about the week after Lynn died. I have a 15-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. and we had an argument before she went to school, and she walked out and slammed the door and left her lunch on the table, so I thought it would be a good opportunity to kind of mend the wound of the argument. I grabbed the lunch and got on my bicycle, and it was a little rainy outside, and I slipped off and absolutely tore completely a ligament in my left thumb. So I was really left without any outlets. And
So that kind of injury meant that you couldn't play at all, right?
I couldn't play at all.
I can't imagine how awful that must have, because you go through this unbelievable loss, this unspeakable loss, and then within a matter of days, your one outlet is also just robbed from you in that way.
Right. It was almost comical. It was like, no, you're going to stay home and you're just going to be thinking about this, which was actually good. I think, you know, I'd always try to turn a negative into a positive, and it was just... So by the time Lynn died in November, by the time July came around, I was starting to feel like there was a glimmer of possibility, you know, again. And kind of life marches on, and you either get on the roller coaster or don't. And so I was feeling like I wanted to get back on, but I was still kind of immersed in the atmosphere of Lynn's death. And so I decided to write from that place.
What are you seeing in your mind when you're playing a piece like, let's say, Dancer?
Dancer is Lynn was a dancer, and I see her being so happy as a choreographer and dancer, working with her dancers in the studio. You know, she became a writer later in life and wrote a book of poems and started a memoir, which unfortunately she never finished. But she was never happier than working with dancers in the studio, and working meant dancing with them. Body to body, physical contact. So that's what I think of her. You know, and she was always a dancer. You know, once a dancer, she had that dancer physique, a dancer posture, a crankiness about all that little aches and pains. You know, so I think of her in her happiest.
Thank you. very, I don't know if subtle is the right word for it, but it is music where your accompanists, there's an awful lot of meaning, it feels, in the empty spaces between the notes.
Right, right. And that's the place where I was. And I was thinking about Lynn, because I was in the hospital room when Lynn died, and I was thinking of her jumping off into whatever that is. That there she goes. I mean, I'm not very religious, but I still feel like there's some journey there. And I was thinking about myself in the same kind of silent, meditative moment, jumping off into the future, moving forward. So I wanted it to have an optimistic feel, a celebration of what I knew was Lynn and my relationship and what we achieved as a couple, 23 years of marriage and a daughter, and that feeling of silence is that same jumping off point. It's an attempt to reconcile the kind of sadness with moving forward with, okay, it's going to be a rocky terrain, but I can still make headway. And I think Anne Lamott talks about grief being a lazy Susan. So, you know, it's not going to always be tough, but it'll swing around and maybe be difficult at times. And so there's moments of melody, there's moments of meditation, and there's moments of optimism, and there's moments of reflection and sadness.
Well, it's interesting you talk about the sort of circular nature of grief, and it was something that's amazing over the course of the album. By the time you get to the last track, Cheek to Cheek, there's more, I think, maybe serenity there, and there's definitely beauty there, but it doesn't resolve.
Right. Cheek to Cheek is something my wife would do with my daughter. She'd put her cheek next to my daughter's cheek and say, together, 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 kind of like an incantation, and it was something she did often. You know, I think of these kind of happy moments, and yeah, I definitely felt that track was optimistic, was a feeling of moving forward. With some pain, yeah, but moving forward still.
Eric Friedlander is a cellist and composer. His new album is called Claws and Wings. Eric, thank you so much for sharing all this.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Arun.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR WATC. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.